Welcome to Binge Views, BingeMedia.net's weekly look at the new releases in your theaters. I'm here with Chetsy.
What's up, Jim Law?
Nothing. We were just talking off air. There's been some blackmailing this past week, and people might want to tune in to the BingeCast. There might be a new Binge Views sounder coming up very soon.
Ooh. Now, just tickles my fancy.
Yeah, I mean, this is me being very, very hopeful. I can't guarantee it, but I'm blackmailing. I can't put it any other way, really. I'm being a complete asshole until I get what I want.
Good. It's not like TM is busy, like, with the sports stuff anymore. The Dolphins have been blown out back-to-back games on national TV, so...
You're not helping things right now.
Oh, well, suck it, TM.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens on the BingeCast. But as for this show, a couple movies. I think I'm going to see both of these movies. I don't know when I'll get the smaller of the two in, but a big week for the first huge release in a while, I guess. I don't know. What was the last huge release?
I mean, Thor was 2 weeks ago.
I guess Thor. It, yeah. Okay, Thor. All right, so we got, what do we got this week, Chetsy?
We have Justice League and the movie Wonder.
All right, well, like I said, I'm kind of interested in both Justice League for obvious reasons, but Wonder because, and I like to start with Wonder, if you don't mind.
Yeah, I like this. You pick the movie we start with. Like that.
Now, Wonder is based on a book that my 11-year-old just finished this past week.
Ah, gotcha.
And while he's reading it, I'm like, I don't even know if this is appropriate for an 11-year-old. I don't even know if he's going to get it. I don't know if it's if there's anything like any sexual scenes in it or anything. I don't know. But I thought, okay, this seems good. You can read that. And yeah, now he wants to go see this, I guess. So directed by Stephen Chbosky. Is that how you say his name?
Yeah, Chbosky. Yeah, who's his other directing credit is The Perks of Being a Wallflower.
Great movie.
Yeah, I enjoy that movie. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think that's like the similar theme. All these schools in the around here as well. I've been hearing they've all been reading this book. So. Kind of good timing, I would assume.
Like assigned reading? Like they're doing it for class?
Yeah, we have. There's a lot of school groups that will be coming out to watch this one. So.
Oh, really? Wow.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, it's based off a 2012 novel about a kid named August Pullman. He's born with a facial deformity. And it's pretty much just about him. Yeah, finally, he's going into fifth grade, so he's going to be, implementing into a school for the first time. So his parents are played by Owen Wilson and Julia Roberts. Mm-hmm. And, it's just basically the story of him going out into the world and kind of being seen. And, of course, all these little dick kids at school are bullies and judgmental and all that good stuff.
Okay. Is it a... As a whole, I imagine it's a feel-good movie.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. This is a that's basically what you're going in for here. It's wanna feel good about yourself.
Is this like the kids' version of The Elephant Man? It kind of sounds like that.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah. Yeah, yeah it's Jacob Tremblay's. He's the playing Augie. He's a lot of prosthetics and a lot of makeup. A little CGI, maybe. Mm-hmm. Definitely unrecognizable from Room a couple years ago.
Oh, that's the kid from Room. Not a fan of Room. okay, but I hope it doesn't end like The Elephant Man. I don't know if you remember how The Elephant Man ends, but I hope it doesn't end same. Okay.
I do not remember that now. It's been too long.
All right, well, in case people do remember it, just don't. Whatever. Is my 11-year-old? Now, like I said, he read the book, so there is a higher interest than any normal 11-year-old off the street, I guess. But is he going to like this movie? Is it going to keep him interested?
Yeah, from my readings here, it seems like it's pretty similar to the novel. So I would imagine if he just got done reading it, then yeah, it's going to be right up his alley.
Do you know, well, I know you just probably just saw this recently, right? Like last night, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you don't know anyone that specifically read the book and watched it with you, right? That
had any comparison? I do not, no. This is a solo watch, so.
Oh, in the theater by yourself watching this?
Yep, watching this PG family movie.
Did you cry?
For you. I did not cry, no.
When was the last time you cried at a movie, Chetsy?
Man, fuck, dude, I honestly cannot remember. Probably as a child, maybe like My Dog Skip or something. I don't fucking know. I have no clue. All
right. Mine was during Room, incidentally. It was just last, you know, like last year or whatever. Room, I cried. Oh, no, I did not cry during Room. Okay. If your wife saw this, would she cry?
She would probably be like, oh, that was sweet. I don't know if she would cry. I mean, there's not... Yeah, I mean, it's sad, the kid, but it's kind of lighthearted, you know? It's pulling at the heartstrings a little bit, but it's not going, like, it's not beating you over the head with it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, it tells the story from the perspective of multiple kids at some point. I'm assuming the book does that as well. So, you know, it's like, it tells Augie and then his sister, kind of her story, how she's kind of been, you know, neglected because of this, you know, all the parents mainly paying all attention to, you know, the kid with the deformity, and she's kind of in the background. And then from the point of view of this, the kid that befriends him at school, and then, you know, just kind of little, almost Pulp Fiction-esque, you know, it'll say their name up on screen and then kind of their little story for 5 minutes or so.
Is it like, is there a lot of narration in the movie? Is that how they pull that off?
Yeah, I mean, through that, yes. Those little scenes. Outside of that, no. I mean, yeah, it's probably, you know, 15, 20 minutes of those character development scenes.
Oh, okay. Like, that's just the beginning of the movie you're explaining.
Yeah, maybe like the first 45 minutes-ish, yeah.
Okay. It surprised me that it's so lighthearted, honestly. Like, especially, I didn't even realize the guy that directed Perko being a wallflower. Because that, yeah. I would assume this storyline, and that, like, again, I don't know what the book is. If the book's funny, maybe it is. Maybe that's why it is appropriate for an 11-year-old. But I expected a lot more drama. Like, I did expect this to be like a really sad story, and then uplifting at the end. So this is, it's kind of throughout, you're saying it's kind of uplifting.
Yeah, I mean, there's your scenes, you know, they're bullies to him at school, and then he comes home and he's upset and, you know, saying, am I always gonna look like this? I mean, there's those scenes sprinkled in, but for the most part, it's pretty uplifting throughout.
Is there a scene where Owen Wilson goes, what, buddy? Does that happen a lot?
a handful of times, yes.
All right. Does Owen Wilson get picked on because of his nose? No, these are not appropriate questions. I don't even know why I'm asking them. I see Mandy Patinkin is also in this.
That's right. He's the principal of the school he's about to go to.
Is he a dick or is he a good guy?
No, he's a good guy. Yeah.
How many, like, is there just like one focus of a bad guy? Is it like the main bully guy?
Or for the most part, it's this kid, but he's a little group of friends, in particular. But yeah, it's main focus on one particular little asshole.
So, 11-year-old Chad C. Does he love this movie? Before I get to fucking whatever you 29-year-old 27? 28-year-old Chad C. Before I get to 28-year-old Chad C. 11-year-old Chad C. Does he love this movie?
I'm not the right person to ask for this because I was watching Pulp Fiction and stuff when I was far too young. So maybe. I think I'd just be like, okay, thanks. Thanks, Mom. I feel like this would be like a field trip. I would go watch this with my school or something.
Right.
Kind of be forced watching.
Mm-hmm.
Would
you scoff at it when you went with your class, or would you be like,
nah. No, probably not. I'd be like, oh, that's great. Sure.
That doesn't sound, no, that does not sound convincing at all. It sounds like you're mocking it.
It's hard to put myself in those shoes, man. It's hard to think.
It's hard to put yourself in your own shoes is what you're telling me right now.
Well, yeah, my 10 or 11 year old shoe. I don't remember. Fuck. I don't remember if I liked family movies and shit at that age.
Come on. Like, I mean, when you watch shit like, okay, what's comparable to this? What's a comparable movie? Not at your age now. If you look back,
maybe
and
like
watch...
Simon Birch or something.
Okay,
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's right up that alley. It's this geared family movie geared toward, you know, it's yeah, Thanksgiving. They're gonna watch it, and families are gonna love this shit. Yeah, they're gonna eat it up.
All right.
Maybe your family will be the same. You take the whole fam. You guys just have a great time, and then it's gonna, you know, happen. I don't fucking know.
It's gonna happen. It's gonna. Yeah, they want to see it. Now, okay, but that's a good question. I also have, you know, a 9-year-old and a 7-year-old. Are they going to sit through this? Or are they just going to be like, what the hell is happening right now? Like, why am I here?
No, I mean, I think it keeps it pretty, you know, entertaining for the kid. I mean, yeah, there's humor. Like I said, the humor sprinkled throughout. And I think they'll dig it.
All right. Goofy humor or like Pixar type humor where it can go off as goofy and satisfy adults?
Yeah, more. I'd say more goofy.
All right.
Yeah, it's definitely geared toward adults too. But I don't know what the book. Yeah, if the book is geared the same way or not, I'm not sure.
How is Julia Roberts isn't obviously in as much as she used to be. How does she come off in this movie?
She's very Joker mouthy in this one again.
Oh, wow.
There's a couple scenes she's crying and stuff, and it's very distracting. It's hard to miss that mouth, but she's good. Yeah, she's always a pretty good actress. I don't like Julia Roberts. Okay.
All right. I bet you weren't expecting this much of a conversation about Wonder today, were you?
Hey, I expect. I have no expectations. When, you know, I got nothing, so I'm ready for whatever you bring it.
All right. On Chad C's scale of see it, stream it, skip it, what would you give Wonder, sir?
This is probably pretty low. I mean, this is lower on the stream it scale. It's not a bad movie by any means, but mm-hmm. I mean, I think, yeah, this is not geared. This is not my cup of tea, but it's worth a watch, sure.
It's worth a watch.
Definitely not rush out to the theater to watch this. No, this is like a family, especially like a single dude sitting in his house. Like you're never gonna throw this on anyway. You watch the trailer and be like, yeah, I'm good. But
I feel like I'm kind of skewing your view of this movie at this point. I feel like your recommendation is just towards me right now.
No, I mean, I don't know if this is really geared toward our, community in general. Anyway, I just don't know how many people are going to watch this out of our community, but I mean, yeah, this is like a family affair, you know, I think it's fine. Yeah. I was not miserable sitting in the theater watching this movie by any means. It's a fine movie.
Okay. See, look at that. Now listen, people, Chad C's a 20-year-old fucking, some would call stud art. Kelly. And he's in the theater by himself watching this family fucking movie about a deformed little elephant kid, and he didn't hate it. I think that's the best review we can get out of him for this movie.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
All right, Elephant Kid, stream it. All right, this other movie, have you heard of this other movie?
It's a little known thing, kind of. There's mm-hmm. a couple of people in it I've heard of.
All right, Justice League stars Batman. Batman, Wonder Woman, The Flash, Aquaman, Cyber. I don't want to spoil anything. Sorry. All the superheroes are in this. Plus, we get J.K. Simmons in this. Amy Adams is back in this. Diane Lane is back in this. Jeremy Irons, like Amber Heard. The fuck is Amber Heard?
Yep, she's Mera. Who's Aquaman's that? Boo.
Oh, shit.
All right. I know shit about DC Comics, so I think, yeah, maybe she's his boo. Maybe. I have no clue.
Okay, well, that leads me to the pre-questioning, right? You have a pre-interview for Justice League.
Okay.
So we got Man of Steel, Batman vs. Superman, Wonder Woman, Suicide Squad. Am I missing any in the recent
DC? No, yep. This is the fifth one of the newer universe.
Okay. Your thoughts on those movies? I'll say the movie. You tell me whether on your scale, on your see it, stream it, skip it, what you would recommend for those four movies. Okay. So Man of Steel.
I would say stream it.
Suicide Squad.
Absolute skip it. That was my least favorite movie of last year.
Batman versus Superman?
Skip it, absolutely.
And Wonder Woman.
Very low on the stream it scale, maybe high on the skip it scale. I mean, it's teetering on the edge there. I'm not a big fan of that movie.
Okay, so by average, not a big fan of the DCU universe, right? The DC universe.
No, I'm not. I can't say that I am by any means.
Okay, old school DC? Like, did you like Nolan's Batman and stuff like that?
Yeah, I love those, yeah. As far as DC properties, like, Watchmen is my favorite comic ever. Mm-hmm. I know that's, I think, pretty sure that's DC. I dig that movie, okay. That's Zack Snyder, kind of related here.
Okay. What about, yeah, like, Donner's Superman?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Like Donner Superman and the old Christopher Reeve Superman.
I remember watching those as kids, but I've not revisited in years, so okay. I don't want to speak too much to this.
Okay. All right. Well, tell me about Justice League, sir.
Okay. So, yeah, you've seen the trailer, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, old Ben Affleck, Batman, he's gearing up for trying to get this team together. Mm-hmm. So this movie is like pretty much 2 hours exactly, about an hour and 59. Very, very quick, which is kind of nice, but I also think it kind of holds it back a bit too. A lot of it feels rushed, as you can imagine, because we've never seen some of these characters before. Obviously Aquaman, Cyborg, Flash on screen at least. So, yeah, their introductions are all pretty rushed. Flash is in the trailer. Actually, I mean, that's when he goes to see him. That's when they meet. And he's just like, I'm game. Let's do this. So, yeah, it holds it back for that aspect a bit. But at the same time, I appreciate it being not super long. Because like Batman vs. Superman is just ungodly. Just a fucking warfare.
That brings up a big question, though. Like, were any of these characters, Cyborg, Flash, or Aquaman, did any of them warrant their own introductory movie?
I mean, Aquaman probably. I don't know shit about Aquaman. They show him, you know, swimming through the ocean and everything, and I mean, you get the gist of what he is, his character when he goes to visit him. He's kind of like this, of course, this god type character. This he saves people around here and all this, but yeah, I don't know.
Well, I mean, to be honest with you, Cyborg seems like the most difficult backstory. He's the most complicated of the characters, other than, say, like Batman. Does that feel rushed too? Like, even Cyborg, they're just kind of like, hey, he fucking got an accident, we put a bunch of stuff on him, and now he's this.
Yeah, they show, yeah, those scenes, kind of, he just mainly is talking about what happened to his dad, and they're kind of like, you know, speaking and, you know, why he's the way that he is and kind of that nature. Right. So not really a lot of setup with him, but like the flashback videos are that, you know, that Ben, like a Batman is looking at to recruit these guys. You kind of get the sense from how he was created and all that, but him, you know, kind of being the character least known, I would say he's kind of an integral part of the story to this movie. One of the more that you would, kind of surprising, but
oh yeah, okay. Yeah. Are they all important, so, though? Like, do they all have to play their own importance, or is, because what, obviously you asked me if I saw the trailer, and yeah, I saw it, and I, from that I got, this is what I got out of the trailer. Tell me if the trailer ruined the movie, okay? Well, so already you're surprising me with the Cyborg thing. Obviously he's more important than anyone believes him to be. Okay, but is Flash just there for some cool effects and one-liners?
Yeah, comedic relief, okay. And yeah, he you know, talks about, I've never done this before, I've never fought, I just push people, that's in the trailer, he's like, I've just pushed people and run away, so yeah, he's there to, you know, get people out of harm's way, and yeah, comedic relief for sure.
Alright, and is Aquaman there just to make my wife happy and be, like, brooding and, like, the bully of the bunch?
Yep, pretty much, man. I think he's I think he's kind of the least of the characters for me. He's he's just like screaming, my man, and, you know, just like high-fiving and just kind of being douchey.
Oh my god.
But yeah, he's got his shirt off, so yeah, got the ladies in the seats,
All right. Well, who's the best out of them? Now, I'm including Batman. Who's the best superhero in this movie? Without any spoilers, if you can.
See, I like Ben Affleck as Batman, all right. I think he is probably the best part of Batman vs. Superman. Mm-hmm. I think he's okay as Batman. He's fine. So I'd say I like him the best.
Right.
Flash is pretty funny. I mean, for the most part, some of the jokes fall pretty flat. But overall, I think Ezra Miller does a pretty good job. He's pretty funny. He's very awkward when, like, some of the scenes of him, you know, obviously running, and his, like, arms are flailing weird, and it just looks very awkward with him running. So I think that may be just Ezra Miller, but... some of Aquaman's swimming scenes look pretty awkward, too. Some of the CG in this movie is pretty, pretty bad.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty distracting on, like, Cyborg and stuff, too. It's very evident that it's CG. And then the entire villain is CG, like, completely CG. It's Kieran Hines. It's Steppenwolf.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and that's one of the worst parts about the movie, too, is the villain. He's just your basic, want to take over the world, and, yeah, you know...
Gross.
And all that good stuff. Yeah, that's pretty weak. The story in general is pretty weak in this movie. It's not great by any means. Mainly just, you know, the character interactions is kind of what this one's all about.
Now, I'm already hearing, I haven't read a lot. I'm trying to stay away from a lot of, you know, full-on reviews of it. But I've seen some snippets of, other than Batman and Wonder Woman, this is all fucking nonsense. Does Wonder Woman hold her own in this film? And now I know. Now, this being said, from a guy that didn't really necessarily love Wonder Woman.
Yeah, I mean, it's not because of Gal Gadot. I don't like Wonder Woman. She's fine. I think she's okay in the role. She holds her own in here. She's got pretty much the same to do as everyone else. So, I mean, yeah, it's not like she's just the background character.
Okay. But this is Batman's movie. He's the dude. He's bringing them all together.
Because at a certain point he goes to get Flash and kind of sends Wonder Woman to go get Cyborg and recruit him because he can't really find him. And yeah, but he's going after Aquaman. And then, yeah, he's the main, never mind. I don't want to get into the main spoiler ish of the movie, which is pretty evident if you've seen any marketing for this movie, but mm-hmm. I think you know what I'm talking about, but hey.
Well, I do. Obviously, I don't want to... Just in case.
Yeah, exactly.
Which brings me to a question, though. The fact that Diane Lane's in this, who she plays Martha Kent. Is there a lot of time spent in the aftermath of the end of Batman vs. Superman? Like, Superman's death? Is that why she's in this movie? Is it this, like... Why is she in this movie, basically, what I'm saying?
Yes. Yeah, there's... It shows... Yeah, the aftermath of that, and her and Amy Adams, Lois Lane, they're kind of having coffee and talking about, you know, the events, like a couple minute scene, and then, yeah, outside of that, they're not in it much.
Oh, okay. All right. So the villain sucks.
Yeah, he's pretty bad.
Two hours. We have to get introduced to at least three new characters. We have to do some brooding over Superman. What point does this movie kick off for real?
I mean, it's pretty go from the get-go, man. I mean, it just jumps right into him going after, like, recruiting. You can't really waste time, yeah, with the 2 hours. He's first 10 minutes of the movie, he's out, you know, trying to get this team together.
Right.
So, I mean, it's from the get-go. Yeah, I mean, there's action scenes. Like, the villain, you know, going after, like, the kind of his main storyline is, it starts pretty quick, too. I mean, it's what he's going for, and then they've got to stop him. So, it's all pretty fast-paced. And, obviously, a lot of it feels a bit rushed because of that. The one thing I did notice, though, is that I didn't think it felt, like, super choppy as much as I thought it would because, you know, the two director things, Zack Snyder and then Whedon mm-hmm. coming in for reshoots and everything. I thought it was going to be just, like, super choppy and such. But on that aspect, I can get that's positive. I didn't think it was, like, super, didn't feel coherent by any means.
Does it feel like a Snyder movie or a Whedon movie?
Yeah, I mean, there's the Snyderisms, of course, the slow-mo, you know, it's got the opening scene, it's, you know, a little montage-y music, kind of like The Watchmen, you know, very, very Snyder-ish. We didn't. I mean, not so much. I mean, maybe some of the humor, but I'm not sure what the script looked like. I don't know how much of that was his work or anything. But yeah, Ezra Miller, and I mean, even Batman's got quite a bit of comedy. This is a very completely on the lighthearted scale from what Batman vs Superman and those are going for, just super dark and brooding. This is very very lighthearted and very which is what I'm sure they were going for to try to switch it up, because their movies just suck up until this and everything. So, I wouldn't even say that this is amazing by any means.
But. Does it work though? Like, does the humor work? Like, does it work like it did in Thor?
Not nearly as much. A lot of it falls flat. Ezra Miller has, like I said, half of his stuff is pretty funny, and then some of it just kind of falls flat. And a lot of it does, but I wouldn't say this is near the Thor scale on comedy.
Right. Some
of it feels very forced, though, as far as the comedy goes.
All right, I got at least a couple more questions. Is there, other than I think what we're both alluding to in Spoilerville, that's a place, by the way. Is there any other superheroes in this movie? Is there any other cameos? Is there any other reference to any other cameo? I know you're not a big DC guy, but is there anything you caught?
Yeah, I mean, there's here and there. Like, the main villain, like with that Mara, Amber Heard's character, that he goes, they show flashbacks, of this, the villain and how he became to be what he is. And so there's a, I don't know if it's super spoilery. I don't really want to get into it, but they show like the old school, like the Atlanteans and the, whatever this kind of the Green Lantern-ish core was fighting this dude. Oh, okay. And so, yeah, it's, they don't show, the Green Lantern, but they show, the
core,
the dudes with the rings and everything. Right. Okay. And yeah, they're fighting this villain to, stop him from destroying the world.
A lot of world destroying going on. I'm catching that. I'm getting that out of this movie.
Oh yeah, very, very destroy-y.
That was not the right word. All right. I actually did another one of those snippets. I read was a really cool post-credit scene. Or during the credits, or whatever the fucking credits. What is it? Post credit, after the credits, or during?
There are two after credit scenes, pretty much exactly like Marvel's been doing. Mm-hmm. So they do the first little set of credits, and then they do one and then the next one is at the very end.
Okay, how are those?
Although with this one, it's kind of flipped. So the first one's kind of your jokey one, funny, and then the last one's like the more serious. With kind of Marvel does the opposite a lot of the time.
Okay, is it cool? The last one.
I'm sure for DC fans and comic book fans, yeah, they'll dig it. So I'm sure, I don't want to get into spoilery, but yeah, I think that the diehard comic book fans will appreciate it probably for the DC universe.
You understood it?
Yeah, I knew the people in it. I don't do spoiler.
Okay, that's interesting. Now I'll know to stay. So keep my ass in the seat. Will this be my kid's favorite movie ever? Is this a kid's movie?
Probably, yeah. I mean, it's got the heroes, got the jokes, the explosions. I'm sure and being 2 hours, that's got that going for it. So it doesn't feel super long and awful, like, Batman vs. Superman and all those, just dragging on and on and on.
Right.
So yeah, I'm sure he'll love it.
All right, time. See it. Stream it, skip it.
This is going to be very low on the stream it scale for me as well. That's the two of the same this week.
Wow.
Yeah, it's fine. It's not awful, but at the same time, it's like, is that really what we're judging movies on? Is that these DC movies are not complete and utter disasters, so it's hailed as like a masterpiece, or it's hailed as okay or something? That's the same way I thought with Wonder Woman. I thought it was just very cut and dry, and everyone lost their mind about it because it wasn't a complete and utter just fuck up like Suicide Squad and Batman vs Superman. But hey, more power to the people to dig that movie. So, all
right, if you were to slip this in to the Marvel universe, what movie is right underneath it on your scale, unless it's at the very bottom? Like, what is this better than in the Marvel universe?
Fuck. I need to pull up a list of Marvel movies. There's too fucking many of them. I mean, this honestly kind of feels like a Marvel movie, as much, you know, as far as the comedy and stuff go, the lightheartedness of it, and the villain that wants to destroy the world. I don't know, man. This is probably middle. This is lower on the Marvel scale for sure. Not. It doesn't really touch Marvel's ball hair, really.
Really. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's just not great, man. It's just not. It's okay. It's like I said. This wasn't kind of like the same with Wonder. I didn't hate this movie, but I definitely did not. I don't think I would revisit this, honestly.
Really.
Yeah, it's just not for me, man. I get the gist. The superhero movies are kind of all feeling the same to me at this point. That's why I liked Thor so much. It was just fucking comedy, and I dig that. Something that's different I can get behind outside of the space battle in the air. Oh, the good guys won. Villain dies, all right. No one else dies. It's great. I mean, it's just everything is the same.
What did you watch these movies back to back?
Yes.
What was better? Which movie is better?
I mean, I gave him the same score, Jim Law.
What's so better?
Pretty equal to me.
Come on, which movie is better?
Fuck, I guess Wonder.
All right.
I don't know, man. This is fine. It's okay. There's some funny scenes. And I think comic book fans that, you know, want to see all these characters together, they'll get some kicks and giggles out of it. But outside of that, there's just not a lot of story. It's pretty bad. The villain's pretty bad. It's okay. It's a meh on 10.
What's your favorite movie of all time?
That would be Pulp Fiction.
All right. I should have known that. You brought it up a couple times already. All right. Well, there you go, people. Binge Media's review of Justice League, joining the fray of all the other ones you're going to read online today, and leading into, I guess it's going to come out tonight in a lot of theaters. So there you go. Check it out. Chad C. says, stream it, but hey, who listens to Chad C.?
Yeah, this is kind of a movie that doesn't even need, because the diehard fans are going to go watch this regardless. And if you have MoviePass, you're sure, go for it. We should edit it to like a stream it / movie pass. Like, go fucking watch it. You get paying $10 a month.
Just if you have a movie pass, see it. Like, that's a new rating. Yeah. If you have a movie pass, see it, because it's basically costing you like a buck.
Well, yeah, they better use it while they can too, man. That deal's not gonna last forever. They're gonna switch some shit up. They're just losing, just bleeding money.
Yeah, that's the plan, right? They're signing up fucking millions of people, and then they're gonna be like, now it's $20.
Yeah, they've already put that in the, when you sign up, it says, like, you reserve the right to raise the price at any time. So, yeah. I mean, just knowing what studio, like with theaters pay film rental, that they've got to just be paying so much fucking money, and there's no way they're making a profit off of it. But hey, they got a ton of people that they didn't have before, and I'm sure even when they lose people and they raise the price, they'll still have more than they had before. So, hey, I guess it worked for them in some ways.
Do you accept MoviePass where you work?
We do, yes.
So, I don't know, on average, per day, how many do you see?
I'd say a handful.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Same people a lot? Like?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like bars. You're like, theaters are like bars now. You get regulars like, hey, Bill. Oh, hey, Judy. And then just kind of fucking gets his popcorn and goes sits in his same seat.
Yep, there's the regulars. Yep.
That's awesome. I want fucking Movie Pass over here. It's fucking Canada. And
most,
you know?
Most theaters have bars now, so got that going too.
Fuck me. All right. Well, there you go. A couple low streamits, but still streamits. They're not pure garbage. I'm going to be probably seeing both anyways, so I'm not, again, not heeding your advice whatsoever, sir.
Well, you can suck a dick then. How about that?
Thank you very much. And what's coming out next week, sir?
So next week, we talked about it a little bit last week. Coco's the main wide release, but there's a lot of these movies. This is that time of year where everything just goes, like, starts expanding each week. The Roman J. Israel Esquire, that's going more wide next week, so there's possibly we'll have that. Three Billboards is expanding again this week and next week, so yeah, I it's going to be maybe a surprise. So Coco for sure, and then... you know, maybe surprise. And then we can, I guess, that Olaf's Frozen Adventure is 22 minutes. It's a 22-minute short before Coco that's playing until December 10th. So, I mean, I guess it's kind of a mini movie. So.
What do you mean it's playing till September or December 10th? They're pulling it from What do you mean?
Yeah, so it's 22 minutes short, plays for those first couple weeks there, and then by December 10th, it's just going to Coco. So this Coco's longer because of that. It's attached to it, so it's like a 2 hour and 15 minute movie as opposed to quick hour and a half ish or hour 40 like a lot of Pixar stuff.
But I've never. This is very unique to me. I've never heard of this in my life. Like, I understand having an opening movie. Disney does it a lot. They, especially Pixar usually has a short or whatever. And this isn't the first Frozen short that they've put out. I can't remember which, the last one, fucking Elsa's birthday or Anna's birthday or whatever. Uh-huh. But they're
yeah, but
pulling
those were
this.
Shorter though, weren't they? Those were only like five.
Yeah, they're short.
This one's like 22. So I guess.
But they're pulling it. That's the unique. But like, that's the thing I've never heard of before. They're pulling it after 2 weeks. Like, yeah. what a blatant fucking money grab to get the numbers up in the first couple weeks.
Yeah. Like, all the Coco posters, too, have, like, featuring Olaf's Frozen Adventure. So, I think there's going to be a lot of people that just go watch that and then just leave after the Frozen short. Because, like we talked about, Coco does look pretty similar to Book of Life. I'm sure it'll probably be better, though. Pixar, right? They got a good track record.
Yeah, I saw the first review pop on Facebook today, and it was pretty positive, so definitely going to see that. But you know what? You know what's weird is, like, when you brought that up last week, I didn't even know about it. And mm-hmm. I'm worried now that, for some reason, they're not going to have it in Canada. But I don't see why that would be. I just don't know. It's not being promoted here whatsoever. Maybe I just, because I don't have fucking network television, and I don't see any commercials for it. Maybe that's why. But I don't know. All right. Well, we'll see. We'll see next week, because I'm sure I'll be seeing that too. But I can't wait to hear what you have to say about it.
Yeah, Thanksgiving holiday too, so maybe a little earlier next week. I don't know. I guess we'll see.
Oh yeah, we might have to switch that up because you have to eat turkey and I don't.
And and these all release on Wednesday, so got to get ahead of the curve.
All right. So maybe we'll have to put this out on Tuesday.
Yeah, probably. Most of these, I should be able to watch these on Monday evening. So yeah, that should work.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. That's your Thanksgiving gift and early binge views next week. Stay tuned for us. I think there's a sportscast up today also, and the binge cast.
Sportscast featuring that guy that still hasn't made us a sounder.
Cocksucker. All right, Chutzy. Thanks, buddy.
All right, man. See you next week.